We're going to start the meeting. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Thank you. Now, I have a few chairperson's remarks. First of all, I would just like, on behalf of the S&E committee, to offer our deepest condolence on the sad passing of Joe Carr, a HRC attending at Ballinahinch. And then we have an invitation from Michael Gray from Habitat for a breakfast morning this Friday. It's for S&E committee members. And if anybody would like to be interested in going, please speak to Sinead Murphy at the end of the meeting. Thank you. Councillor Jackson.
Sorry, Chair. Yeah, just to make an apology for Councillor Henry Riley.
Apologies from Terry Andrews and Councillor Fagan. Is anybody else any apologies? No? Yes, okay. Now, have we any declarations of interest? Or I should have read the sheet of question. Yes. Have we any declarations of interest? No. Now, we'll just go through the action sheet of the S&E committee held on the 18th of September. Now, we have page 16, page 17, and page 18. Is there any matters arising? No. Councillor Jackson, you've still got your light on. Do you want to speak?
No, sorry.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Now, could I have a proposal and a seconder, please?
Proposed, Chair.
I think somebody over here. Would you just put on your wee light, maybe? Now, for items 4 to 8, we're going to begin into closed session. Could I have a proposer and a seconder, please? Councillor Enright.
Second.
Councillor Campbell. Thank you. Now, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Public convenience project, Dundrum Toilets. On the proposal of Councillor Young, second by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve the recommendations contained within the officer's report. Fleet Operators Licence and Fleet Management Action Plan update. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, second by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to approve the revised Fleet Operator Licence Action Plan update October 2024. Business case for procurement of litter bins. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, second by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the business cases as outlined within the officer's report. Action sheet from the Sustainability and Environment Workings Group, 18th of September 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Young, second by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to approve the action sheet of the Sustainability and Environment Working Group held on 18th of September 2024. ARC 21 Joint Committee Meeting and Committee Meetings of 29th of August 2024 and ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin held on the 26th of September 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Taylor, second by Councillor Kearns, to note the ARC 21 Joint Committee in Committee Meetings of meeting held the 29th of August 2024 and to note the ARC 2021 Joint Committee Members Bulletin held on the 26th of September 2024.
Okay.
Now, items 9 and 10 are for noting. Item 9, ARC 21 Joint Committee Meeting members of the 29th of August 2024, and item 10, proposed disposal and abandoned at 18 Churchill, Jonesborough, and I need a proposal and a second for noting, please. Proposed, yeah, Councillor Young, and second by Councillor Jackson. Okay, that brings us to the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.